Four. We've been eagerly anticipating a special three-hour edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show dedicated to my good friend Jonathan E. Morton, his run for the Senate in Virginia, the U.S. Senate in Virginia. And we've got a three-hour telethon that's scheduled to begin. Brideon is on their commercial break, so we're simulcasting through Brideon.com and Brideon.tv. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, who will appear with us for a full hour somewhere in that three-hour tour that we're on. Mike Adams will be joining us. We've got a surprise list of special guests. You're not going to want to miss any of it, and I would love for you to share the link. Of course, you can come to robertscottbell.com/listen. You can go to brideon.tv, brideon.com. The various social medias that we're not banned on are going to be carrying this live as well, and it's an exciting, exciting time to rally to save America by getting Jonathan E. Morton in the United States Senate. So this is, again, it's astonishing what's happening here. We have an opportunity to do something that we've been looking to do for a long time. And for me, not since Ron Paul ran for president have I been as excited about any candidate for any office. And, of course, having Jonathan in the U.S. Senate, we'll talk more about his platform, his ideas, the things that he can do in there. And during this three-hour event, there's a donate link, and I don't know, Super Don, if you got that. We'll put it up. There'll be a, you can scan it, or you can go to a special link we'll tell you about, and you'll be able to get, I'm going to tell you about some amazing gifts. If you donate $65, you can get three of these books, The Authoritarians, How Biden Stole Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, and The Rise of Tyranny, all signed by Jonathan E. Morton. You'll also be able to get, for $25 donation, an E. Morton for U.S. Senate hat. That's just some of the stuff coming up. It's all signed. Yes, all autographed and signed. So again, what an exciting time to be alive in America, to restore the things that we value so deeply, right? Our defense of individual liberty, our right to health freedom, our right not to be forced into masking and injections and drugging and all of that. And imagine the freedom brought back to you and me. And we're going to do that now, because the power to heal, even politically, is most definitely yours.
I'm Jonathan E. Morton, a constitutional lawyer running for the United States Senate. I've been practicing constitutional law for the last 38 years, and during that time, I've defeated the FDA 8 times in federal court, which is a record.
The Pearson versus Shalala case is truly an extraordinary event in FDA history.
I'm doing this because I love my country, and I think you love your country too. We can build an America that is great. All we need do is get rid of the radical Biden-Kane agenda and replace it with patriotism, restore our protection for our rights. We've got to save our country, because the woke mass mob is on the move. They never sleep. They never give up. We have to fight as hard, in fact, harder than they are, if we're going to save our republic, if we're going to give our children a future, if we're going to make sure that America remains the greatest nation on earth.
When your liberty is taken from you, you realize all too suddenly how precious it was. And we are in the midst of a struggle over individual sovereignty.
Within 2 to 3 years, the greatest country on earth, the bastion of liberty in defense of our values and our fundamental right to individual liberty, is going to be destroyed if we don't act to stop the socialist resurgence that's happening in government and in industry, and if we don't stand up for the rights of Americans against this deluge of destruction of our rights and this mass movement towards collectivism.
Together, we can save Virginia and save America.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan E. Morton.
I'm Jonathan E. Morton. I approve this message.
Well, I'm humbled and honored to be here with you today. Our normal broadcast day begins at this time, but we are donating the entire 2+, in fact, 3 hours. You guys have been wanting a 3-hour show. You got one today. And I want to say a special thanks and shout out to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And Clay Clark as well donated this first hour on Brideon.com and Brideon.tv for this E. Morton for U.S. Senate telethon. And you can check out emord4va.com. There are special links that you can donate and support the candidacy of bringing a man that has dedicated his life to restoring individual liberty and the defense of our Constitution in America. and he's running for the U.S. Senate. You know that if you're part of the Robert Scott Bell Show for a while. But for those of you joining in for the first time because of Mike Adams setting the stage as well through Brighteon.tv and Brighteon.com, welcome. Welcome to the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And I know if you're a fan of Mike Adams, you appreciate the freedom to say no to tyranny and to say yes to individual liberty. And that's kind of what we're going to be doing for the next 3 hours. We've got a slew of wonderful guests that support Jonathan E. Mord for the United States Senate. We'll hear from them and the reasons why they're supporting Jonathan, why they want you to support him as well. And we'll also be talking with Mike Adams for a full hour sometime in this three-hour block. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, will be joining us as well as a number of other guests. And I'm just so, again, honored, privileged. And look, I've been at this for a long time, 24 years in broadcast media. And we've covered a lot of political things, even though I don't consider this a political show. But when you recognize the body politic impacts our freedom, you have to bring those principles of healing, if you will, as well as principles of liberty and the defense of liberty into these discussions. We cannot ignore the fact that there are those in government right now that you know, just run roughshod all over the Constitution. They discard it like it doesn't even exist. And we need people willing to stand in defense of it. It doesn't defend itself. And Jonathan E. Mord is that man. He's battled against what we call, and he calls, the bureaucratic oligarchy, things like the FDA, the FTC, and other organizations that don't exist constitutionally, but encompass all three branches of government into one, violating separation of powers, to be judge, jury, and executioner of your freedom, against your freedom, whether it be the various dietary supplement industry companies that are providing wonderful products, even backed by, yes, sound science. And their inability to communicate those things is not because they don't have a God-given right to do it, but it's because our government and those in it, in that oligarchy, have abandoned the limitations on government and run roughshod over it to violate our fundamental freedoms to speak. You heard about the water filter that now is being pulled off the market because the FDA and the FTC says, well, and the EPA says it's a pesticide. Why? Because it filters out things that they call pests. Amazing that that could happen in a free country. But that's what we're talking about here. Your fundamental freedom. How about over the last 3 years, how many of you have been threatened or have lost your job, your freedom, your kids to go to school or engage in sports and athletics? How many of you have been limited in your ability to travel? How many of you have lost your jobs? How many of you medical professionals, doctors, nurses, etc., have been threatened with loss of license or loss of job or loss of freedom to interact in the hospital community where you serve greatly, where you were considered and hailed as heroes at the early part of COVID, and then you realized the masks don't work, the injections were rushed in, and they didn't have evidence to provide safety or efficacy? That's, now it's obvious. How many of you want to see that occur again? None of us do. And Jonathan E. Mord has plans to, once he's in the Senate, to stop the federal government from ever doing that again. So these are some of the things you're going to hear about in these next 3 hours here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And again, and thank you to Mike Adams for donating the stream time as well, because normally we only simulcast the second hour on Monday. So we're going all 3 hours on this. Now, as we start here, I want you to go. There's a donate thing you could scan. You can go to emord4va.com. And you can actually submit your donations immediately. We'll say thank you on the air as we get confirmation of them. We have this eMord for U.S. Senate hat that Jonathan will sign for you for a $25 donation. We also have three of his wonderful books, The Rise of Tyranny, which is the one that I first encountered many years ago, that showed where we were going as a country if we didn't look out, that the government has violated, again, their limitations, their constitutional, let's say, obligations to defend liberty, and they've run roughshod over it. This is The Rise of Tyranny. We've also got this fun book, and it's going to be Christmas season again, and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa too. The book, How Biden Stole Christmas, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa too. And then this is, man, this book is a sensation. The authoritarians, their assault on individual liberty, the Constitution, and free enterprise from the 19th century to the present by Jonathan E. Mord. All three books for $65. This is a hardback I'm holding here. That alone is worth it. And he's going to sign all three for you for a $65 donation. And so these are just some of the things. You know, I know many of you don't want anything in return. You just want to see Jonathan in the U.S. Senate, and I'm with you there. But it's nice when you can get a little bit of a, you know, thank you as well. So take advantage of that. And we'll be, again, bringing that power to heal, even politically, back into the U.S. Senate. And I want you to think about some of the folks that are in the U.S. Senate that are trying to do some good things. I realize there's a lot of controversy associated with Republicans, Democrats, and anybody in between, that a lot of them have basically put their party before their country. And there are a few in Congress and the Senate that actually believe in the Constitution. Having someone like Jonathan E. Mord in the U.S. Senate will strengthen their resolve. And also Jonathan's ability to communicate historically, constitutionally, is something quite inspiring. If you've ever seen him, like at the Health Freedom Expo or at various events, you can feel the Founding Fathers' presence and what he's bringing to us. And this is what he will bring to the U.S. Senate, which will, again, strengthen those who are either all in but don't have enough assistance, enough energy there, or people that are on the fence are going to start drifting over and making choices that are better because of Jonathan's impact. And that's what he does. Whenever he speaks, people are inspired. They're amazed. They say, this guy's not a politician. In fact, every word coming out of his mouth, he actually believes it. He actually lives it. And for those of you who are new to Jonathan, I've known him for over 25 years, and I've watched him, been a personal friend to him, and he's been on this show for years consistently. And there's not a, he just showed up and started talking nice talk. No, this is who he is. And we'll learn more about him shortly. But I want to bring first and foremost my first guest, surprise guest, into the studio. And he's going to step up to this microphone. My friend, Paul Bertiero from Echo Technologies, echoh2o.com. And we've got a special link because you want to support Jonathan E. Mord today as well. And for the, well, ongoing during this election season. Go ahead.
Yeah. So number one, Jonathan is an incredible, incredible man who has blessed my life personally. He looks to bless every one of your lives. So I wanted to do something very special. Not only do we change health, improve brain function, improve lower oxidative stress, inflammation, all the things that will help that, you know, I have spent my life creating and devoted to helping you accomplish your divine potential. Well, he is of the same exact mind. He wants to help you accomplish your potential in this life and have you be able to do it without opposition that's unnecessary. So Echo Technologies has a special link, echo.ws/emord. You see it on your screen. Any purchases that happen during this entire campaign season, you will get a 10% discount, and I will personally donate to the Free America pack that endorses Jonathan E. Mord's campaign. This is how much I believe in wanting freedoms and want to support Jonathan E. Mord for Senate. So please purchase. Christmas season's coming up. Mm-hmm. Holiday season's coming up. You will get a 10% discount, and I will personally donate 25% of the total amount of purchases from now until the entire campaign season to Free America PAC that endorses Jonathan E. Mord's campaign. This is how much I personally believe in Jonathan E. Mord. He is an incredible man, but more importantly, he will fight for your rights, for your freedoms, for my freedoms, and for the amazing Constitution that I believe is God authored for this beautiful country that we live in.
Yeah, beautiful, Paul. So if you guys have been longing to get some of the Echo technology that I've had for years in my home at, you know, the hydrogen technology, if you go to echo.ws/emord, again, 10% discount through entire campaign season and donations to the super PAC that's in support of what we're all trying to do here. Yeah. And I appreciate that very much. Yeah. We'll be talking about that ongoing. So thank you, Paul Bertiero, for that. Again, that was a surprise. We just learned about that today. Significant discounts to then also be offering that support for the super PAC that supports what we're doing here with this campaign. So again, emord4va.com. There's a special link for this telethon for the next 3 hours that you can donate. And again, a lot of great gifts are going to be happening for you. We've got guests that are scheduled this hour. They're standing by. We're going to bring them in. But right now I want to bring in, the man and his wife. Can I say that? Jonathan E. Mord and Cheryl E. Mord joining me in studio here for the, this amazing, exciting event. Jonathan, Cheryl, so good to see you both.
Great to be with you, Robert.
Yes, it is so much fun.
Have you guys ever done a telethon like this?
No.
None of us have. This is like the craziest, coolest thing ever, and we've been talking about it for some time, and I hope that you guys I'm sorry. I've got to do something that Super Don says. Try it again. Say hello because I muted your mics just for fun.
Well, it's great to be here, Robert, and I know Cheryl's really pleased to be here too.
I am.
There you go. So as we're talking about doing this, and again, thank you to Mike Adams for donating the time, as well as Clay Clark, the first hour here that is also simulcast on brighteon.com and brighteon.tv. And we'll hear from Mike, the health ranger, who's been a big supporter of Jonathan Emore. We'll hear why as well in the coming hours here on this telethon special. But Jonathan, if they go to emord4va.com, there's a special link where they can donate. And also, you said you're going to sign books, you're going to sign hats, all kinds of fun things to give away. And we'll get into that some more. But I just want to have you make an opening statement about why, again, you're running, because this is not something you took lightly. We talked intensely about it, and I almost wanted to dissuade you. Are you sure? Do you know what you're getting into here? And you're not naive about any of this. And your wife, Cheryl, will talk about why she supports this effort as well.
Well, I think it's no secret that the Constitution of the United States really hangs on by a single thread these days. We've got a president of the United States that rules by executive order and doesn't follow the separation of powers under the Constitution. We have an open border situation where this president has abandoned his role as commander in chief and has opened the borders to allow drug trafficking, sex trafficking, MS-13, 18 street gangs. And he's not protecting the American people, not protecting our rights to life, liberty, and property. How many people have had their businesses overwhelmed on the border from the invasion? How many people in the states internally have witnessed an uptick in crime? We got a, you know, upwards of 30, 40% increase in crime in the United States, violent crime, as a result of this defund the police movement, this whole movement to not prosecute, the anti-incarceration agenda that's going. This is ruinous. And then the woke agenda in the schools. Look what they're doing to our kids. They're promoting this whole transitioning movement in the schools. That's child abuse, and it has to stop. And so I would introduce legislation that would make it a federal felony for anyone to aid or cause the transitioning of anyone under the age of 18. I would close the borders and ensure that only those who go to American embassies in their countries of origin could seek asylum here, not come into the United States in the first instance illegally and seek asylum. And we also have to build that wall, right? We have to finish the border wall construction. And we also have to do something that I've recommended that's unique, which is have block grants to the states, the border states, to enable them to hire more police and more National Guards, but expressly for the purpose of protecting the border. We have to get serious about this. We have to save our country. Those are some of the reasons that I'm in this campaign. The major reason, Robert, is that I want my children and everyone else's children to enjoy the benefits of being free, to not live in a country where our freedoms are sacrificed to serve some woke agenda or some far left radical Marxist agenda. And that is what we face. We are at a critical juncture. You know, Abraham Lincoln put it this way, kind of prophetically, really, in 1838, when he was the 25-year-old head of the Whig Party in the Illinois legislature. This is what he said. He said, "If destruction be our lot, we must be its author and finisher. As freemen, we will live for all time or die by suicide." And that says where we are today, Robert. Mm-hmm. We have to act, because if we don't, we will lose our country to those who wish to destroy it.
Yeah, we are on the precipice in our lifetime. We have witnessed a decline in the appreciation for that liberty that we love, that I love, that you love so much. And again, the motivation, our kids, and one day they have kids. And what are we leaving to them? What are we leaving for them? It'd be a whole lot easier for Jonathan just to, you know, rest on the successes he's had in his life. And he's done really wonderful things for all of us by taking on the oligarchy, the FDA, FTC, et cetera. But that wasn't enough. And Cheryl, as his wife, you know, and you have two amazing kids who I know, and I've seen them since they were little as well. And I, you know, I talked with Jonathan about this. I said, are you sure you want to do this? Because this is something that, you know, the upheaval, when you get the Republican nomination in Virginia, which you will, and then you go up against Tim Kaine, you know, the scrutiny, the attacks, all of that just start. I'm thinking, Cheryl, are you sure you're supporting your husband? Are your kids on board? What happened here as you guys discussed this?
Well, Jonathan is definitely not naive, but I'm a little bit naive. But that's okay, because really what it's all about for me is just our country and how important it is to be able to support the person that can really make a change and make a difference in our country. And I believe that's what we need. You know, we have a constitutional crisis. And so I believe that we need a constitutional lawyer that understands it like nobody ever has understood it, and is willing to fight for the things that that is in the Constitution and that will really benefit us. And I love what Robert said. He said that Jonathan's been fighting for us and that all of us have really benefited from all of the things that Jonathan has done for us. And I think that people don't even understand and know a lot of times what he has done. But it is just fascinating to me that he has literally taken on the government 8 times and beat them, you know, beat them for us because, you know, on constitutional matters. And so I just think it's so important to stand behind him. And the kids actually really do, too. I mean, they understand and they know. And I just... I'm just blessed and so grateful to be able to support him, you know, 1,000%.
Well, I'm grateful that you're behind him as well, because I love him like a brother. And I know that is your husband and you love him dearly, and the
Absolutely.
Kids do as well. And we have so many fans in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, as well as with Mike Adams and the Health Ranger, and through Brideon.com and Brideon.tv. They've heard Jonathan be interviewed by Mike, and Mike's going to join us sometime during this program for a full hour. So look forward to that. And we'll hear why he supports Jonathan, why he feels it's so important to donate and support before the next cycle reporting, right, to show the strength of this candidacy as we head into the primary as well. And Jonathan has had a number of victories already, straw poll victories we've seen and talked about. I've been to a number of the campaign events and support, and it's exciting to see people that just learn about Jonathan for the first time and realize this is not just, you know, another one of those guys or gals running. This is something else. This is his mission. This is his passion. He's born for this. And, you know, Jonathan, again, you have the love and support of your family, which was key for me before I would go, all right, I'm all in too. And that's, you know, hearing from your wife again to confirm that just, you know, strengthens my resolve, because it's not an easy task what you've taken on.
Yeah, it's important that we all work together. You know, this is our country that we're facing this wretched deluge of, you know, Marxist propaganda. And one of the major problems that people don't seem to fully grasp is the extent to which the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is influencing all aspects of our life. It's not just TikTok, it's not just the Confucian centers on the college campuses, but we're talking about espionage that is writ large over all industrial espionage in the country, infiltration into the military, infiltration into the political fabric of this country on both the federal and the state level, and then also domination of international organizations like the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations. So we have a lot of external threats, but believe it or not, the internal threats are even greater. The internal threats we face from all of this move towards spending, unlimited spending year after year, $2 trillion national debt, $2 trillion deficit this year alone. Next year, it'll be the same or higher. $33 trillion in debt of the United States. These are unsustainable amounts of indebtedness. This is threatening our financial future. We see inflation going insane at the grocery store. I mean, people are literally not able to buy food. And those who are on various prescription medications have to now balance whether they're going to buy prescription meds or whether they're going to buy groceries. The price of fuel is insane. None of this has to be, Robert. None of this has to be. Do we all reflect back, you know, before the Biden administration, how the economy was roaring? Do you remember that? Remember low inflation and you could actually save money and your 401k plans were going up? So the big problem that we face is that this is going to get a lot worse unless we reverse direction. And the people who are buying into this in the Democrat Party and the Biden administration, these people are willing to sacrifice our rights, our income, our future for their own far left political agenda. And so
We have to stand four square against that. We have to save our country, and we can do it together. And this telethon, which I'm so grateful for, I'm so grateful for you, Robert, and for Mike Adams. This telethon affords all of us the chance to get together. We can unify behind this campaign. We can donate money to this campaign and ensure that the message gets out, that not only do we have a telethon telling the message, but we're able to actually communicate that in direct mail and in emails and in more campaign visits and more rallies and more communication to the constituents who are necessary in Virginia to win this for the whole country. You know, Virginia is the birthplace of liberty in America. George Washington, James Madison, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. And, you know, being the birthplace of liberty, it is most appropriate then that it also be the birthplace of a rebirth of liberty in America. And we can do this together.
Absolutely. That's what we're here to do today, folks. This is a unique time in our history. We have an opportunity to do something extraordinary here by getting Jonathan E. Mord into the United States Senate. And even if you're not in Virginia, the fact is, as I said, his impact in that scenario, everywhere he goes, his sphere of influence is significant because of how he resonates this truth and also the facts of history and how they connect to what's happened today. And people are longing for that. And I don't care if you've been historically, Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or Independent, having Jonathan E. Mord, someone who stands for the Constitution, not just in name only or paying lip service to it, but with the whole history of how it fits into today, can inspire others that are already there. Even those that are not aware of the things he is, he will inspire them. And of course, through his great oratorical skills as well, to be able to pontificate to, I'm saying big words here just because, you know, hey, he's going to the U.S. Senate. We want to rise to the level and the occasion here. So here's what we got. We've got some support from you out there. Go to emordforva.com, donate. We want to get the numbers up for the end of this cycle and put them over the top. That's what you all can do, as little, you know, anything you can offer. But we'll just remind you that if you want three of his fantastic books, and he's written more than that, this is the fun one for the holidays, How Biden Stole Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa Too. This is one of the first I encountered years ago when I first met Jonathan that really told me where he was at. The Rise of Tyranny, and this was all about what happened in terms of this bureaucratic oligarchy combining all three branches of government into one to terrorize the American people, to limit their freedom to choose their own health care, etc. And then this history book that I think should be in every high school of America by Jonathan E. Mord, The Authoritarians. He'll give you all three of those books for a $65 donation, and he'll sign them all for you. Also, if you want to wear this cool hat, E. Mord for U.S. Senate, $25 will get you that, and he'll sign the hat as well. So there are fun things you can get as well as just feeling good about supporting a man of constitutional integrity, getting him to the U.S. Senate. Now, we have some people that are supporting you, Jonathan, very directly here today to be on this show, to be part of this, and they want to let the world know about their support for you. And also, we want to know about them and why they support you and how cool is that. The first up will be Dr. Eric Berg. He's known as the Knowledge Doctor, to discuss censorship and deplatforming. We've certainly felt that. Jonathan, you and I have been censored and deplatformed occasionally alone just doing this. And we have his website up for Dr. Berg right now. And maybe you can introduce Dr. Berg to the telethon to get you in the Senate.
Well, I think Dr. Berg and I have known each other probably for the better part of 25 years. And Dr. Berg was a very successful chiropractor in Northern Virginia. A lot of people went to him all throughout the region and were grateful for the opportunity to do that because he was so effective. And he branched into a whole bunch of areas, nutrition, and he also has a basic knowledge system that he incorporates in order to come up with his wisdom. Mm-hmm. But I think he's had one of the largest audiences on online platforms of anybody. We're talking about a massive multi-million person mm-hmm. audience for him. And that's because truth resonates. People understand it. They appreciate it. So Dr. Berg is a great one. I hope he's with us. Is he
with
us?
Let's welcome Dr. Berg into the mix here. Dr. Berg, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your support of Jonathan E. Mord. And we'd certainly love to hear a little bit more about your backstory, as well as why you support and want to see Jonathan E. Mord in the U.S. Senate.
Absolutely. So I first was in practice, and I got a postcard in the mail, this big postcard with I noticed it was all these Nazis with little signs called FDA, and it was from Emord. And I said, what is this? I said, this is someone I need to hire for my attorney. So we've been working together for a long time. And so, you know, there's so many things taken away from us right now. Now is the time to really support someone that's going to stand up for us. Something that happened very recently, and this is why I wanted to come on and talk about it. And I think most of you might have known about this, but they recently, YouTube put out a new policy that they're going to censor misinformation. And the definition of misinformation is anything that opposes the World Health Organization's viewpoint or general medical consensus. So what happened, you know, they started using COVID and it's branched off into all sorts of health topics. And then they even crossed over, well, let's just throw everything in the kitchen sink and even diet and food, like the ketogenic diet. So I did about 980 videos on the ketogenic diet. And if you type on ketogenic diet, you can't find me. So what they've done is they've suppressed alternative viewpoints on health now, which is terrible because, I mean, I literally get over 100, or I was getting over 100 million views a month, okay? So I did a video talking about this a few days ago, mm-hmm. and it went viral. I think at the peak, we're getting 74,000 views an hour with a 21% click-through rate. So this really resonates with people. People don't like to have their freedoms of choice, freedom of alternative health choice taken away. So then it went viral on X and then Instagram, it's all over the place. So the main reason I did that video is to do a survey because I just wanted to bring this up. I don't know if you've ever seen this right here, this book.
I have that in my library behind where Jonathan's sitting. It's, okay. It's The Art of War, is it not?
No, this is called The Technology of War.
That's it. It's related to it, but it goes to a different level and layer of understanding of The Art of War from what I understand.
So this guy was into The Art of War, and he noticed there was a lot of conflicting pieces of information, very confusing, couldn't get through it. He says, why is there so many different versions? So he decided to learn Mandarin Chinese to transcribe word for word the original text. So he did that and he found some really fascinating information that a lot of it was altered. So you really couldn't get the true technology. So he basically transcribed the original duplication of the text. And so I use this. This is my favorite book. It's called The Technology of War. And that's why if you read The Art of War, you're just going to be confused. But the first chapter in this book is all about getting intelligence. And that's why doing a survey is an intelligence, right? You have to get information. I mean, YouTube is now censoring certain information, so you now can't get the full picture to be able to evaluate your own health. It's kind of like going to a restaurant and they only have one thing on the menu. It's the World Health Organization's recommendation of what to eat, mm-hmm. which is not something I'm interested in. So anyway, I did this survey and we surveyed two groups of people. We surveyed my own group of people who follows me, who knows me, and I kind of already was going to know their answers, but we're still tabulating, but because we have over 50,000 people who filled out that survey. And then we also surveyed the general public that don't really know me. And I was shocked to find out about 50% of the people hated it and didn't like it and knew about it, was very aware of it. The other half didn't even know about it. They didn't know what's happening with censoring at all. So the group that did know about it, they're like seriously upset about it. And they want to fight for it because what resonates with people is this this deep right to choose, to decide for yourself. And when you start taking this away, the so-called restriction of they want to put high quality health information, which is completely criminal to the nth degree. I mean, people they're not going to fall for it. So we found a lot of people that want to protest and fight back. And that's why Jonathan is going to be really key to get him in play because as fast as they're taking away our rights, I mean, we need to work hard to put someone in there to defend our rights because they're taken away so fast. It's like quicksand. But anyway, for those of you that are, nervous and don't know what to do, I would just say there is a plan. There's things that people are making headway. We are going to win this. We have to get the right people in. Sure. We need the right technology. We need to have choices. We need to be able to choose. We can't have the suppression. And so anyway, I just wanted to, add that in there.
By the way, Dr. Berg, I'm getting Jonathan in there, a message already coming in from Mike Adams, and he wants to interview you too about this again. That's the thing. Once we cross-pollinate all the folks that believe in liberty and that have been assaulted in various ways and our freedom of speech denied, need to come together. And again, here we are supporting Jonathan Emore. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Well, the First Amendment of the Constitution disarms the government of power over speech and press. And what we've seen, as Dr. Berg has explained it brilliantly, what we have seen is the federal government engaged in the use of proxies, big tech, to censor people who communicate information that they regard as disinformation. Well, when you allow that kind of censorship in a society, you completely destroy a number of important things, one of which is innovation. People are not able to innovate because if they innovate, they can't communicate the information publicly without being fearful of censorship. The second thing that you have is a loss of serious communication about issues. So people are less well informed. You find this in communist countries all the time. People are simply unaware of what the rest of the world is doing. And they are largely incapable of participating in a serious debate. Mm-hmm. The third thing is, and perhaps the most important, is the checking value of the First Amendment. The founding fathers understood, all the way back to Thomas Gordon and John Trenchard and Cato's letters, the 1720 to 1723 London Gazette published a series of 144 letters on liberty by two fellows, Thomas Gordon and John Trenchard, called Radical Whigs. And they attacked, among other things, violation of the freedom of speech and press. The founding fathers loved Gordon and Trenchard. They loved the Radical Whigs. And they believed fundamentally that your right to freedom of speech and press was absolutely indispensable to a free government, they said. And so what we have is when government takes away our freedom of speech and press, our ability to criticize government, and our ability to innovate and provide information and exchange that information, we dumb down society and they gain more power because their propaganda becomes the only information that reaches the public. And so right now, the Biden administration, in collusion with the FBI and with big tech, is engaged in this mass censorship that Dr. Berg has suffered and that you and I have suffered, Robert, whenever we dare criticize the administration.
Right. Right.
Well, so I salute Dr. Berg and I thank him very much for the courage that he has to stand up and be counted in defense of individual liberty like this.
And Dr. Berg, one last message is a plea for donations and support for our friend Jonathan Emore to become the next U.S. Senator from Virginia.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I donate as much as I can to before I have to donate another way. But I became a sponsor of the show, and I will continue to support him in many ways, flow a lot of power to him. So
thank you, Dr. Thank Berg. You. Appreciate you. We have you linked up as one of the supporters here, and I'm grateful that you would appear in public because a lot of people are afraid to do so. I know you're not. And again, I can tell the Health Ranger appreciates you too. He's going to reach out as well to get you on. So thank you, Dr. Berg.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, the Emore Telethon continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, thank you to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We are simulcasting on Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. We're going to be bringing a whole slew of awesome folks that support the efforts we're all undertaking to get Jonathan Emore into the U.S. Senate. And he's doing incredibly well, and we can put him over the top here. So please go to emord4va.com and donate now. Donate today. Support his campaign. As I said, $65, that's a little nothing. But you'll get three of his books. He'll sign them all. $25 will get you Emord for U.S. Senate hat. He'll sign that as well. And if you want to give more, please do so. Right now, standing by, we have Richard Savage from MediTrend. Okay. And we'll talk about FDA regulation of one of my favorite things, homeopathic medicine. And there's the MediTrend website. Superdon is showing up on screen right now. And Jonathan, if you could take a moment to introduce Richard Savage and what he stands for as well.
So Rick Savage is one incredible human being. Talk about courage. He's a man of great courage. And he's been in the business of making really spectacular, very, very necessary homeopathic formulations that are quite popular with the public. And over the years, the FDA has been outrageous in its effort, incrementally at first, but now with full-blown efforts to take homeopathic products off the market, to redefine them. You know, at the time of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act's origin, homeopathics were understood because they were protected by the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. And the principal sponsors of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act welcomed the opportunity to ensure that homeopathy would remain a constant in American healthcare and medicine. And yet now the Food and Drug Administration has basically made it impossible long-term for homeopathic drugs to remain on the market, depriving American citizens of their freedom of choice and doctors of their freedom to prescribe these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so Foursquare standing against that is somebody named Rick Savage and Meditrend, and they've been great suppliers to doctors all over the country of superior quality products. I've had the privilege of representing them for many years, I think 20 years, more than 20 years. Let's bring Rick Savage
into the mix right now. And Rick, I appreciate you so much as a homeopath, and we will not stand for this assault. And Jonathan Emord of the U.S. Senate will help us all. And I think that's another reason why you support him.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely honored to stand with Jonathan Emord and to appear with Jonathan Emord anytime I have the opportunity. Our company, as Jonathan mentioned, has been in the business of discovery, development, and distribution of innovative solutions, health solutions that could help people. We have the privilege of developing a homeopathic allergy product some 30 years ago that we've had on the market now for all across the country and even in foreign countries to help people with natural solutions to allergy treatment. Recently, in the last year or so, because of the activities of the FDA, the whole entire industry of homeopathy has been threatened, and it's very, very likely that it'll disappear from the entire availability of people to have access to these solutions, inexpensive solutions that are available over the counter to deal with things like allergies. We have a number of other products that are very challenging and innovative, but because of the fear of dealing with the FDA and that at any moment they can now come in and just make an arbitrary and capricious decision to take you off the market. Recently, we saw this in the last year where our manufacturers have become absolutely frightened to make homeopathic preparations, and even retailers such as some of the larger retail stores like Whole Foods and people like that are literally considering taking homeopathic medicine off the marketplace. Well, when we talked to Jonathan about this matter, he was able to give us the enthusiasm or courage to stand up and say, hey, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to allow this to happen. And what we found out was that the agency is acting outside of their authority. They're basically not even paying attention to what the law is and what the Congress has had to say about the things they can do in regard to homeopathy. They've just capriciously and arbitrarily decided that they're going to take these products off the marketplace and take them away from people. And so here we have a situation where products that have been on the market, no problems with them for some 30 years, are now going to disappear. This is wrong, and somebody has to stand up about it and fight it. Well, Jonathan told me some time ago, he's been my attorney now for over 30 years, by the way. And he told me sometimes, he said, you know, Rick, if you're not willing to litigate or legislate, you're not going to be able to do anything about these things because it's just not going to go away. So I'm very proud for our company to stand behind Jonathan in his effort to become the senator from Virginia. And we're going to do everything we possibly can to support his candidacy.
Beautiful. And Jonathan, we've talked on this show a number of times with you about what you can do in the U.S. Senate that's not being done right now. In fact, you have legislation ready to go the moment you're in.
Yeah, well, when it comes to the FDA, what we have is really a rogue agency. It has for, you know, so many years not only censored health information, but tried to drive out any alternative to drugs. It's a captive of the drug industry. And so all through this COVID experience, people really had their eyes open to the reality that the Food and Drug Administration would push something like the vaccines without regard to the truth. That is to say, they didn't inform people of the adverse events. They even tried to suppress it for over 99 years in the case of Pfizer to keep it. They joined Pfizer in the argument that, to the court that they should keep it out of the public domain for 99 years. This idea of government replacing private individual choice in health matters has got to go. And what we really need to do is to respect, again, individual professional choice by doctors. So how do we do that? What do we do? Well, there are a number of things we need to do. We need to remove FDA jurisdiction over health claims. FDA should never be in the business of censoring health information. They should not have a prior restraint on health information to the public. Yes, you can go after companies that fraudulently make representations to the public. That's not protected by the First Amendment. But the First Amendment places the burden of proof on government, not on you, on government. And as a consequence, the government has to prove that what you are saying is false before it acts against you, consistent with the First Amendment. In the case of the First Amendment and you, well, you're given the benefit of the doubt. You actually have a right to speak. That right to speak may not be constricted by the government. And what you say is with your own temerity. That is to say, if you speak falsely, then you can be prosecuted. But what we're talking about is this mass regime of censorship to not allow people to have access to information. And in Rick's case, it's an example of how there's an anti-competitive program operating at FDA that favors drugs, classic drugs, against any form of competition, whether it's information about the therapeutic benefits of foods or dietary supplements or homeopathic products. They don't want it in the marketplace because it competes with their favored regulatee, the one that they protect, the anti-competitive regime they've created for drugs.
Yeah.
So what we really need to do is to take away that authority, decentralization, take away the authority of the FDA over drug approvals. People say, how can you do that? There'll be unsafe drugs in the market. No, we have a statutory system that we need to introduce, that I will write and introduce, that will require private parties, not drug companies, labs, universities, to perform. They can register to perform drug reviews in a blinded manner, and companies can submit their drugs for review, and they can determine the safety and efficacy of them. Mm-hmm. But in the case of homeopathy, they try to employ allopathic standards,
right,
which are only used in the classic drug context, to substances that don't work by that same mechanism. And as a consequence, they will fail under testing that is that way. You have to instead look at the history of use and the specific indications and the results.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, so Rick can explain the basic theories of homeopathy. But the point here is, citizens of the United States, a free country, ought to be able to choose with their doctor's input, if they wish, what kind of substances they use in the treatment of disease. The government shouldn't be in the way. You know, I wrote this bill years ago called the Access to Medical Treatment Act for Ron Paul. And that was the precursor to the Right to Try bill. And when Ron Paul left office, left Congress, his son, Rand Paul, who was a United States senator, introduced the Right to Try bill. And the Right to Try bill never would have made it, as the Access to Medical Treatment Act never would have made it, had it not been for Donald Trump to sign that into law and to do it despite the drug companies and despite the FDA.
That's significant.
And that means that people who have terminal illnesses could gain access to experimental drugs for those illnesses without having to go to the FDA and beg and plead from that agency, which not too infrequently refused to grant them access, including in the case of a boy I represented, and I testified before Congress about this, Zachary McConnell, an 8-year-old boy who had a glioblastoma, was on a cancer drug in Texas called antineoplastins. It was shrinking the tumor in his head, and the FDA ordered him off that clinical trial, and we had to fight like the dickens. Took us a month, and we got the Dan Burton, who was then the government oversight chair, to intervene and put the FDA commissioner on the spot with me. He brought me in, and if it wasn't for the public humiliation this guy would have faced, He never would have changed his position. He changed his position, and you know what? It happened too late, and that poor boy died.
Yeah. Jonathan, I need to intervene here and say, folks, you know you love your dietary supplements. Many of you use homeopathic products. And if you want access to them in the future, or you want innovation to continue to develop more and new things, it is so critical to support Jonathan Emord, get him into the U.S. Senate, because he can put over the top some of the things that people are hearing about in Congress, both Democrat, Republican. They're hearing from their constituents about the lack of freedom, the suppression, the forced vaccination, the forced masking thing, the mandates, the prohibitions on knowing the things we know here and that Rick Savage knows from his company producing great homeopathics as well. Rick, real quick before we got to go, what is it? Is there something else you want folks to know, the why they should donate to Jonathan Emord to get him in the U.S. Senate?
In our country, very seldom do you find a man who is not only a leader, but is someone that you can count on, someone who stands firm and stands strong and will stand with you all the way. Jonathan has stood by our company for over 35 years and made products like our Allergena product available because of the threats that we faced. Just as a small company, we knew that we could go out and be innovative and do things that were within the confines of the law because we had someone who would stand beside us and find ways to get products on the marketplace. We were able to introduce a homeopathic injectable for cancer and immune-related illness. Jonathan's firm found a way for us to get that into the marketplace. Not too many attorneys in the world will do that kind of thing. It will go that distance to make it happen. This man is somebody who I will stand by, and I can tell you from my experience, is trustworthy. That's a big thing today in today's world, in today's political world. And I would just urge everybody who wants health freedom in America to stand by Jonathan Emord and support him in any way you possibly can.
Yes, absolutely. Amen. Rick Savage, thank you for MediTrend. Rick, we have you linked up as a supporter here, and I'm so grateful to connect with you, and we should do more in the future. There's the website, MediTrend, and you can find it there as well at robertscottbell.com. Those companies and people that are supporting us, supporting Jonathan, and I hope that everybody will donate. If you haven't already, please go to emord4va.com and donate right now. We have this special telethon event, thanks in part as well to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. We simulcast our show, our second hour, every Monday. And today we have all 3 hours of the show going. There's a QR code on the screen. You can just scan that. It'll take you right to the donate page. And as I said, you can have all kinds of fun stuff too, including for a $25 donation, get a Emord for U.S. Senate hat, and it'll be signed by Jonathan Emord. If you donate $65, which I think it should be $165, but only $65, you'll get The Authoritarians, this amazing book, this history book Jonathan wrote, The Rise of Tyranny, and this wonderful, fun holiday edition of How Biden Stole Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, too. And he'll sign all three of those for you for $65, and you can give more than that. Please take time to support this man. Get him into the U.S. Senate. We will all benefit. And Rick Savage, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for being here and supporting Jonathan as well.
Thanks,
Rick. Thank you for the opportunity to be here and appreciate your work, Robert and Mike Adams, to hold a telethon like this to get Jonathan exposed in a national way. Everybody in the country needs to know about this man.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you so much. Now, great support we've had over the years from our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health and the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, going back to Wendell Whitman, and a real champion for health freedom. And his daughter, Julie Whitman Klein, and family have continued in that tradition. We appear every year. Jonathan is the keynote that kicks it off every year, the Health Freedom Expo. And we have Julie Whitman Klein joining us, as well as Lauren Ameling from Trinity. And Jonathan, what can you say about them and Trinity as a whole and their support for education and freedom?
Well, I love them. And you do too, Robert.
And I
it's
do.
Not, and Cheryl too, does. Yes.
It's not difficult to love them because they're honest and they're faithful and they are very, very devoted to ensuring that people get access to information that just isn't available. And part of it is because of the censorship, of course. So for years and years, all the way back to when Wendell Whitman was running the show, the Health Freedom Expo has been a magnificent event that brings people from all over the country together, and they get information that they get nowhere else, and information about the very innovations that are being suppressed that we've talked about. And I can't tell you over the years the number of people that they've had on there who are innovators in science, medicine, psychology, all areas, disciplines. Then you've got the Trinity School of Natural Health, which they have championed, and it is a pioneer, a pioneering enterprise, as well as one now. It's an old pioneer now, but it is a staid, you know, source of health information, again, health education, that doesn't require the boundaries of traditional allopathic medicine, that breaks those boundaries and allows people to understand that that's not the only way to treat disease. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there are better ways in many instances. And so closing your mind to those ways, as traditional medicine has often done, is a serious mistake if you want health in America. Sure.
And we want to be all at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. And with that, let's bring Julie Whitman Klein and Lauren Ameling back to the Robert Scott Bell Show special telethon edition here. Julie, again, thank you for your support of Jonathan Emord. And again, we love being with you every time we get together at the expo. Tell us why you feel it's important to support our friend Jonathan.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Robert. It's great to see you, Jonathan and Cheryl. It was in 2006 that I first met Jonathan when he accepted an invitation to the Health Freedom Expo. And so every expo we have hosted, Jonathan has been there. He is our keynote speaker and also our first speaker to promote and launch the expo. So I've had the privilege of knowing him since then, and can also call him my friend. So we are here to support Jonathan on his campaign for U.S. Senate.
Yeah, and Lauren, you're an instructor, and you've been with Trinity School as well for a long time. We've had you on the show many times. And again, what do you think about the impact of having somebody that supports and defends health freedom, freedom of speech, for all of us that are really invested in teaching, even doctors and nurses as well? Yes, Seattle has to come on over to learn things and be able to take that out to the world and in America in particular to help the health of all Americans.
Absolutely. So it's so necessary to have somebody at the government level going to bat for us. Everyone already has echoed how important it is to control the FDA and protect things like homeopathy that's so powerful and so widely used with no side effects. You know, our students worry that they're not going to be able to use those things. I just saw recently that things like desiccated thyroid is under review and potentially going to disappear again. And the fact that something like that's been available for use for over 125 years is just crazy. You know, they work and they're side effect free, and we need to protect those things.
Yeah. I want to put out an appeal for all Trinity students and graduates right now. Just like Julie and Lauren, support Jonathan Emord's candidacy in the U.S. Senate. Go to Emord for VA or scan the little QR code. You can go there and donate and support the candidacy. We're going to have Mike Adams joining us in hour two, which is so exciting. Mike has even spoken at a number of the Health Freedom Expos, and he is just one of the most dynamic outspoken supporters of this freedom that we love so dearly, and Jonathan Emord as well.
Yeah. What I like, Robert, is how it aligns. Our whole expo is about defending your right to know and freedom to choose and having opportunities to make choices for ourselves and our families. And that's exactly where Jonathan is in alignment with us and can be an advocate for individuals fighting for our freedom.
Yes, and you can learn more about Trinity School, trinityschool.org. Also, the trinityhealthfreedomexpo.com, where we'll do additional things because Jonathan will be there with us and presenting like he did last year. We kind of launched the campaign a little bit there as well, which was so exciting. And we got about a minute before we have the top of the hour break for our friends at brighteon.com and brighteon.tv. But why do we need to support Jonathan Emord? Tell us again.
Absolutely. He's a man of integrity. He's a man that will fight for individual rights, have a place where government is supposed to be versus where they want to be. And so we're going to do everything we can to support him, let our students know we want them to have freedom to be able to choose and support health. So he is the man.
Yep. And Lauren, of course, we support the allopathic community coming on over to learn things from Trinity. And we support, as does Jonathan, the freedom to innovate in allopathic medicine as well.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm most excited about Jonathan's upcoming presentation at the expo on public schools. So You know, my boys have been in public schools their entire lives, and up until recent years, I was pretty okay with that.
All right, stand by. So, we gotta take a break. Top of the hour, guys. Thank you for your support. Not only Mike Adams, but Kurt Falloon's joining us next. The power to heal, even politically, is yours. Now, we are on the top of the hour break, and I apologize that I had to cut in because Brighteon does a commercial opening for a couple of minutes, 2.5 minutes, and they're doing that out on their broadcast network. And again, we appreciate your support.